Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Did I give you enough time?
Yeah. I couldn't figure out how to put the headphones on. Sorry.
No. I was enjoying it. I thought it was awesome. I was enjoying the show.
Okay,
we got good stuff lined up for you today. We're going to kick it off with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How's it over there by you guys?
Doing good.
Blue sky.
Yeah. Can't complain about that.
Ooh, good, good. Because I knew there was some fog out there this morning.
Oh, yeah. It was weird.
Yeah. There was an incredibly thick fog out. Just like a couple of streets ahead of me, I could not see past. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had that happen before when I'm coming into work.
There were patches of it, like all the way here.
Mm-hmm. We going to see any more of that, Brittany?
No, I think a lot of that's burning off here as we go through the next hour. If there is any lingering, it'll be gone by 9. So that's good news. Like you said, blue skies behind it, a beautiful day ahead, highs climbing to the low 70s, just staying mostly sunny with a nice calm west wind. Really not much going on. I mean, further south, they're going to have some chances of some spotty showers. We could see a few sprinkles after 5 o'clock, but I really don't think we're going to see it. I think it's going to stay well, that's south of us today, so pretty beautiful.
Well, you know, Brittany, if we got time, I mean, how you doing? How you been? We don't get to catch up very often. If you don't have to cover the, if we already got the weather forecast covered and everything, you doing all right? How's your morning going?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. Good. I'm planning what I'm going to do this afternoon outside. Do you have any suggestions?
Right on. Oh, I'm thinking, I am dying to play some basketball. So that's where my brain is at. It's just in basketball mode right now. But you can't do anything out there wrong today. Go for a hike, go for a walk. Anytime you can get by a body of water is a good idea, I think. We got a nice fireman's memorial over here that I take a run down all the time. It's right on the riverbank.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. How beautiful. Mm. Yeah, I have a couple trails here off the Eau Claire River and the Wisconsin River as well. Beautiful day to do it. Definitely soak it up.
Nice.
We'll let you get to it, Brittany. Thank you so much for the forecast. We'll catch up tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too. Best in the business right there. Our friend Brittany joins us every morning right here in this time slot. Let you know what Mother Nature is up to. Melissa and I got some things that we're up to today. We're not only going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in a little bit. We've also got, of course, some other fun ones. Who is buying a $400 pineapple?
What?
Yeah, we got to get into that.
I mean, pineapple's good, but $400?
We'll get into that one. The Swiss Army knife is changing. We're going to talk about why and how it is changing.
Does it come with a stylus now?
I wish it did, actually. I wish that was a story. I kind of wish that was. We got a tip that might help your bad back. Thank you.
Oh, that'd be nice. Could I have that now?
Yeah, we should just start the show right there, shouldn't we?
Don't make us wait, James.
God, if you don't have back problems, please call up 715-424-2600. How does anybody over the age of 19 not have back problems?
Like, well, and we complain about them so often that sometimes, you know, little three-year-olds in our life, well, I can't do that. My back hurts.
Yeah. They pick up on that stuff pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
It is a Wednesday, so we'll be joined by our good friends from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Phil Hartley will join us a little bit later with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk to Phil not only about that Wicked Awesome Word, and of course, this awesome thing that their WHAM, side organization has going on with their Who's Your Hero content, this fun campaign that they have going on.
Yeah.
But we also want to talk to Phil about the theater tomorrow. We got to talk theater because they are going to be back in action tomorrow with Rumors. More on that later.
It's Wednesday already. Holy cow. How did that happen?
I only know it's Wednesday because it's in front of me right now. That is the only way I knew what day it was. And I know this is the day that the Boy Scouts are changing. They're changing things up a little bit. That's where we're going to start our show, Melissa.
Okay.
After 114 years, the Boy Scouts of America is changing its name and rebranding as Scouting America. They say it's to reflect their, quote, ongoing commitment to welcome every youth and family in America to experience the benefits of scouting. It goes into effect on February 8th of next year for the 115th anniversary. Girls have been allowed since 2018, and over 6,000 have already made Eagle Scout. So nothing's really changing there. The point is just to make sure that people know it's not just for boys. Their CEO called it, quote, simple but very important evolution as they seek to ensure that everyone feels welcome in scouting. More than a few people online have pointed out that there's already something called Girl Scouts, so is this really necessary? Most people realize the two groups aren't actually affiliated. The Boy Scouts of America was founded in 1910. Girl Scouts was launched 2 years later and still caters exclusively to young women. No word yet from them on the new brand, but they were excited, very thrilled when the Boy Scouts allowed girls in 2018. It's hurt their recruiting efforts, but they weren't very happy about this. I'm sorry, they weren't very happy about it.
Oh.
It did hurt their recruiting efforts quite a bit. Some famous names that were Boy Scouts: Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, Michael Jordan, Steven Spielberg, Jack Black, Chris Pratt, Harrison Ford, John Wayne, Bill Gates, Martin Luther King Jr.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a list.
We've even had 6 Boy Scouts go on to be president: JFK, Gerald Ford, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden. Ford is the only one who made Eagle Scout, though. So, and he holds that over them all. He will not let just every chance he gets.
Of course he does. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment.
715-424-2600. How are you feeling about this one, everybody? 715-424-2600. You can call us up. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away.
That's right.
So I was waiting for this one. I was reading up on this on the Boy Scouts of America's website, the Associated Press, Forbes. I kept looking. All right, where's the pushback? Come on, where's the angry American and all these blah 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 blah. Nothing. I haven't seen anything. I've not seen one thing about that.
That's awesome.
The closest I came into was actually talking to this with another teacher who used to be a Boy Scout.
Mm-hmm.
And that, he is a pretty good guy. He's an open-minded guy, all this. He was a little bothered by this.
Okay.
And he said he was bothered by it back in 2018. And his main argument was that there is already a Girl Scouts of America.
Mm.
Now, I asked him, you know, well, what was it about Boy Scouts you enjoyed? And he went on for about 20 minutes about how much he loved Boy Scouts. And I've had a couple friends growing up that love Boy Scouts. And if you love the Boy Scouts, then you want this to happen.
Yeah.
Because this is how you keep the Boy Scouts around.
Mm-hmm.
This is how their recruiting numbers have stayed heavy, is because they're not just, catering to one sex anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're opening this up.
Right.
And look, I don't think that it's wrong to have things just for boys and girls. I don't think that's horribly wrong or anything. But it depends on what the purpose of your organization is.
Right.
And part of the purpose of the Boy Scouts of America's organization is to stay alive.
functioning.
And there's just not a lot of young boys doing it as much anymore. Mm. There's a lot more young girls that are interested in it. So if you're, the Boy Scouts of America is a great organization, but it's an organization like any other organization. It wants to stay alive.
It has to stay alive. You have to have people involved to keep it alive.
Yeah. I mean, this comes down to, do you like things just the way they were and they got to stay that way? Or do you mind things evolving
a little bit?
If it means you keep to stick around,
mm-hmm.
if your thing stays around. I keep bringing this up and I'm not going to let it go, everybody. Why do the idea that we keep doing something
because we've always done it?
Yeah, that just doesn't make any darn sense
good
to
reason.
Me. And I bring this up mainly because of how we change tires. We really need to evolve on this. Like, if the Boy Scouts are evolving, why can't we evolve on this one? Where is the robots taking care of the machine, doing it for us and everything? It's what else are these robots doing, by the way? I keep hearing about robots doing this, robots doing that. I have yet to see a robot really taking over anything. get on that, robots. Jeez. Technology
slackers.
Certainly caught up. I mean, yeah, really. The robot community, bunch of slackers, if you ask me. I don't know. I don't know what the whole fear is and everything. I haven't seen any of that. I am curious to hear what other people feel like and think about this. I don't think that there's necessarily any wrong answers about this one, because most people are coming out of it with a lot of passion.
The things that are taught in the Boy Scouts, that can be, want people want all everybody wants to learn that stuff.
In keeping in mind too, again, that the both organizations, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, they're not connected. They are not. They don't operate together. They don't work together or anything. They're owned by they're run by different organizations, different mm-hmm. people. So if I have a young girl, I have two daughters, and if they had come to me when they were kids and said, "I want to take Girl Scouts," okay, but I want to take Boy Scouts too because I want to learn this, this, and this, and I don't learn this in Girl Scouts. Okay. I also wouldn't have had a problem if my son wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Girl Scouts, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, because you learn different things in different places, to mm-hmm. your point.
And if you live in an area where they don't have Girl Scouts because they don't have enough people involved or there isn't an organization there, why not join the Boy Scouts?
Things evolve. Things change. If they don't, they die. I mean, it's just life. That, mm-hmm. That's not me. That's science. That's life. That's the way this works, everybody. If you love something, you got to be okay with it changing.
Mm-hmm.
That's people, too, now that I think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to go with it. An Idaho man had added an unusual Guinness World Record title to his tally by catching and donning 5 T-shirts launched from a T-shirt cannon in 46 seconds. David Rush has no life. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I don't know. David Rush has broken over 250 Guinness World Records. We have mentioned him a number of times.
Okay.
He is the guy that it feels like, I don't know what David does for a living, but this is it. And I don't know how he makes a living at it, but more power
to him.
Because
you don't get paid for it.
So Jake operated the T-shirt cannon and fired off shirts for Rush to catch and quickly put on. The duo ended up breaking the record by 46 seconds. The title marks the 167th currently held record by Rush. So records he's currently holding, I see, not just ones he's broken. I found a video of this, Melissa. I'm going to go ahead and try to show you some of it here so you can kind of see how this went for him and how what this exactly entails. So he is there it is. So somebody shoots him the shirt.
They're in a gymnasium.
Yeah.
Okay.
And somebody shoots him the shirt. He has to go like 20 minutes explaining all this.
Of course he does. Yeah, it's a 20-minute video because, you know, it's a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, I suppose I'd milk that for all it's got to.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, so it shoots them the shirt. He's got to put it on.
And then he's got to catch the next one. And he's got to do it all in like 45 seconds. And he was struggling with it. He chose some weird shirts to be doing this with, too, like collared shirts. With the button collared up shirts.
Yeah, and they're, you know, if you've ever caught one out of a cannon, it's rolled up pretty tight. So
yes.
You have to like unroll it quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not shot in a consistent spot either. He kind of has to run around a little bit to grab them.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many attempts it took.
Oh, yes. I always wondered that part. Yeah. I got to say, if you get a chance to watch the video, the best part of it is the little kid cheering him on the side. I don't know if that's his kid or it's just a little kid or whatever, but that kid is having a blast.
He's jumping up and down.
This
on
is the greatest
bleachers.
Thing that little kid has ever
yeah.
seen.
That's
he's having
cute.
An awesome time. Keep on breaking those records, everybody. We'll keep covering them and trying to figure out which record we are going to break.
We're still working on that.
I kind of think one of the records we should break is most awards won at the WBAs. I feel like that feels like a fun one.
It would be. I wonder what the record is.
Well, let's break it and find out. We're going to take a time out. We'll come back with our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We hope you're having a great day out there, and we wish you a great one, and enjoy your day over at El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Go wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Head on over there right now. Reading right from their Facebook page, everybody. Happy Wednesday to everyone. Keeping this week employees' favorites, we have April's favorite today. That's kind of a cool idea, featuring the employees' favorites. She April's favorite, she chose a delicious avocado toast with bacon, and for lunch, a crispy chicken kebab wrap with fries or fruit.
Ooh. chicken kebab wrap. That sounds yummy.
Man, that all sounds really good. Enjoy and check out all the other great things that they have on that menu over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to remind everybody real quick that American Heroes Cafe is going on right now. It happens every second and fourth Wednesday of the month over at Crossview Church. This is for all veterans, military, police, and firefighters. You're all welcome over there. Encourage you to go check that out. We wish a good morning to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And want to remind everybody to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to us, everyone.
We want to celebrate with you.
Info at WFHR.com, james.mailoff at civicmedia.us. You can reach any of our staff that way. Go ahead and direct message us on our Facebook pages as well.
Mm-hmm.
And call up.
Yeah, 715-424-2600. You can wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air.
Love hearing from you, everybody. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Melissa, I need a one or a two.
Let's go with one.
All right, gives us that qualifier. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to the greatest little brother ever. my little brother, Nicholas.
Oh, happy birthday, Nicholas.
Mm. Nick, of course, currently, as I've mentioned before on the air, he's working for the Milwaukee Herd, the G League affiliate of your Milwaukee Bucks, to work. It was his dream job. He's enjoying it. He's doing really good, too.
Awesome. Good for him.
Nicholas is not only a great dad, great husband and brother and all these things, great hair. Kid's got such good, it drives me nuts. We got pretty much the same DNA. I mean, you know, I should have that hair. It's not fair. I'm the oldest, Melissa. Shouldn't I have the good hair? Instead, I got to walk around with this. I mean, come on.
Oh, James.
He's also more handsome. He's more talented. No, he's the best little brother there is. Enjoy your day, Nick. Hope it's a good one for you. Have a great day. I'll talk to you in a little bit. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Sean Lamont.
Happy birthday, Sean.
Enjoy your day, Sean. We hope you have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, Kim Young.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Enjoy your day, Kim. We wish you the best of days. And thank you so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Love celebrating with you. Keep getting them to us, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a look into our celebrity list. Let's see here. Stephen Amell is 43. Oliver Queen, the Green Arrow on CW's Arrow. Enrique Iglesias is 49, the son of Julio and the father of Anna Kournikova's twins.
Wow.
Enrique had a couple hits, didn't he?
Yeah, he
had some hits. Yeah, yeah. Let's see here. Darren Hayes is 52, the one half of Savage Garden. Truly, madly, deeply. I mean, late 90s kids.
It's pretty much the soundtrack from my high school days.
Yeah. You're gonna know a Savage Garden song, the first two notes, if you grew up around that. Melissa Gilbert is 60. Laura Ingalls Wilder on Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
And
I always thought it was so cool that she had the same name as me.
And
there were two of them in Little House on the Prairie, Melissa Sue Anderson as well.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one I never saw. I never saw that one.
Nope.
That one always slipped by me, but that's great. And I've never met anybody that grew up on that show that didn't love that show.
Mm.
Like that, everybody seemed to love that show. Is that the one where, good night, John Boy, good night, Dad.
No, that's Walton's.
I always do that. I mix those two up. I feel like such a jerk when I do that, too. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Happy birthday. It's happy 60th to Melissa Gilbert.
Wow.
Happy 65th birthday to one of the toughest human beings ever, Ronnie Lott. San Francisco 49ers legend, one of the greatest safeties of all time. One of the most famous stories in football, Melissa, is Ronnie Lott is playing a game. He breaks his pinky. I believe it. Yes, it's his pinky, and it's broken. And they say that they can either, that he's either got to wrap it up and he's out done for the game, or they can cut off part of it. Want to guess what they did?
Whoa.
Yeah, Ronnie Lott's walking around with half a pinky right now, just so he could keep playing.
Just so he could keep playing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Ronnie Lott. Yeah, they don't make them like that. Like, I'm not saying they don't make them like that anymore. They don't make them like that, period. Like, that. There's one. That's it. Ronnie Lott, happy birthday, 65.
Pretty naturally tough.
I watched a lot of Niners football growing up just because they were always on TV, and I was a big Jerry Rice fan, and that guy was amazing. Hmm. Just an amazing athlete.
One of the hardest hitters in NFL history.
You could feel it watching TV.
Oof.
Yeah. Alex Van Halen is 71. Originally, he took guitar lessons and his brother Eddie took drum lessons. Then Alex tried Eddie's drums and realized he was better at them than his brother and changed the course of music history forever, of course. That's the way I think it is. Alex is an amazing drummer, by the way, too. Eddie Van Halen is to me, one of the top 10 greatest guitar players of all time and changed the game and was very and approached the guitar like nobody else had. And did different things with it. Because of his legacy and stuff and everything, I think it overshadows Alex being an amazing drummer, fantastic drummer. Philip Bailey is 73. Earth, Wind, and Fire singer. September, Boogie Wonderland, Let's Groove, so many. A lot of singers born on this day.
Yeah.
Tony Tennille, 84, for Captain and Tennille's. Tony Tennille. Love Will Keep Us Together. Do That to Me One More Time. Muskrat Love. name a song, Muskrat Love. You've got to have some confidence in that song.
Yeah, no kidding.
One of everybody's favorites. I don't know. I think most of us really enjoy. David Attenborough is 98 today.
Great voice.
What a voice. British naturalist who's responsible for all those amazing nature documentaries on the Discovery Channel, like Planet Earth, Life, Frozen Planet. His brother was Richard Attenborough, the guy from the original Jurassic Park. They actually look a lot alike, I don't know where we would be without David Attenborough. Like so much of his work. If you haven't checked out Planet Earth or Frozen Planet, they're amazing.
Yeah, they're really good documentaries.
I think they're really good late night TV.
Yeah,
they're really good late night. For me, they're very calming and relaxing, but also informative and keep the brain going and interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Some people no longer with us, like the greatest insult comic of all time. A lot of people really enjoyed the roast of Tom Brady. A lot of people were talking about it and still talking about it. And one of the things that they were noting were the roast master, they call him Jeff Ross. And I agree. Jeff is amazing. He's fantastic. He's a very funny guy. I would love him to insult me. I would have no problem with that. I think Jeff Ross is amazing. But I will say, and I think Jeff Ross would admit this himself, nobody could do what Don Rickles could do. Don Rickles could come into this room, shred us, Melissa, and we'd be laughing and thanking him for it. It was the greatest insult comic of all time. There's one of my favorite entertainment stories of all time. Don Rickles is just starting out, and the Rat Pack is giving him a break along with Joey Bishop. Don Rickles and Joey Bishop would open up the show for those guys and set things up. And one of the things that they would do is, you know, Frank Sinatra was the biggest name in the world at the time. And he loved Don Rickles. He was a big fan. And one thing about Frank, really liked to get people over. Like, hey, you don't know who this young guy is? You know, you come with me. You go ahead and open for me and Dean, you know, or something like that. And boom, everybody knows who they are all of a sudden and everything. Sinatra did this a lot in his career. And he did it with Don Rickles. Well, Don Rickles was also a bit of a nervous performer. You could kind of tell sometimes when you'd see him on stage and his mic was shaking a little bit. So he's a nervous guy, and he has this huge date set up. Big date. This woman that he's madly fallen for and everything. A woman that he would eventually end up marrying and spend the rest of his life with. He's nervous, so he's like, he wants to give a big impression. And Frank, you're Frank Sinatra. Would you mind coming by the table just for a second and say hi? Just say hi in front to us and everything. It'd mean the world to me, Frank. And Frank loves this man. Sure. Yeah, no problem, Don. I'll come right by and everything. Just swing at me when I'm at the bar or something like that. And so Don and his wife, his future wife, are having dinner. And Frank notices that he's not looking over at him or anything. So he's like, oh, well, I better go over there. And Frank goes over there. And he goes to shake the woman's hand. He's like, hey, Don. And before he can go and shake this woman's hand, Don Rickles turns around. Frank, do you mind? I'm trying to have dinner. Jeez, this guy is always bugging me. I'm so sorry. He will not leave me alone. Frank, please, please. I'll talk to you later. And this guy, Sinatra, he thinks he ruins the place. Sinatra would talk about this years and years later on the Larry King show and still completely blank faced about it. Like, I didn't know he was going to do that. Like, Frank Sinatra, like, tail between his legs, goes walking back to the bar, completely dumbfounded, had no idea what to do with himself for like days afterwards and everything. The greatest. Don Rickles would also insult the daylights out of you and end every single one of his shows telling everybody how much he loved him and appreciated him, and he wouldn't rip on him if he didn't love him. Need more of that. Sonny Liston, also born on this day in 1932, former heavyweight champion, one of the greatest boxers of all time. Harry Truman, born on this day in 1884, our 33rd U.S. president.
Wow.
The man behind the expression, the buck stops here, and if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. And we cannot be doing this job or any job really in radio and not mention Ricky Nelson, born on this day in 1940, passed away in 1985, rock and roll pioneer, television sitcom star, and the father of Gunnar and Matthew Nelson.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Who we've talked to on the air here. Gunnar. We talked to Gunnar on the air. Yeah. So that is going to do it for your celebrity list, everybody. But one more time, I want to wish a very happy birthday to my little brother, Nicholas Maloff.
Happy birthday, Nicholas.
Happy birthday to Sean Lamont.
Happy birthday, Sean.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Kim Young.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Enjoy your day. We encourage you to celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. We appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Melissa and I are going to talk pineapples in a moment here. Get into this one. But I did want to send a shout out to Melissa. First off, congratulations again on your WBAs.
Yeah, you too.
Fantastic work by you and the team and everybody. Looking forward to. I still think the hallway. Did you say the hallway here as an suggestion? I think that's a really good idea. I like to have them all up there. It's going to be fun.
No, that'd be a good spot.
We're going to have to make a lot of room. Because we're going to have a lot of them, but I do appreciate the great work. And that great work is being celebrated by our area and my mom. She really enjoyed your article and wanted me to shout you out on the air. She said, Jimmy, do you tell her this stuff? I'm like, I try to tell her all the time. I try to do that with all my people and everything. I love my team. She's like, well, do you tell her on the air? I was like, okay, I'll tell her on the air. So I did. Melissa, this solar panel array on McMillan Memorial Library roof that you did an article on, just wanted to mention that and direct everybody to the website, to WFHR.com, and to make sure to check that out.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's information that people have been wondering about. So I combed through the notes from the building and grounds meetings for the last 2 years before they, you know, were then in closed session and not publishing what, you know, because they're in the middle of a court battle. So there will be more information to come.
I imagine there will be a follow-up to it and everything. So great reporting, as always. Again, WFHR.com or go to civicmedia.us. You'll be able to find it there. You can go ahead and check out our Facebook pages as well. I posted it on mine. I'm sure you have on yours and everything. I mean, you should. Oh, darn it. I forgot to put it on mine.
Whoops.
Go ahead and check that out, everybody. Again, WFHR.com, where you can stream us, of course, 24/7. All right, let's talk pineapples. Have you seen the $400 pineapple that is trending online? I have not either. No. And I haven't looked at it before. I was waiting for the segment here. The fruit company Del Monte originally unveiled it in late January, but it was only available in China. Now you can get it here in the U.S. Yay. they're called Ruby Glow Pineapples, and the only remarkable thing about them is that they're slightly red on the outside. And let me see. Go.
But ahead. That costs $400.
I'm really wondering about this one. So
what? It's like slightly pink.
It looks
it
like a
still looks like a pineapple.
Yeah, it looks like a pineapple with red highlights.
Yeah, that's okay.
Let's see here. They describe the inside as a bright yellow and say it has a sweet flavor. So pretty much like a regular pineapple. Even Del Monte describes the taste as similar to the normal ones. Pineapple snobs might argue it's not normal. It's a new hybrid that's supposed to be sweeter and slightly less bitter.
Oh, please.
But the real reason they're so expensive is that they're only selling 5,000 of them this year and just 3,000 next year, so it's a scarcity thing.
Mm-hmm.
They might eventually be cheaper, but the one place you can buy them right now is on the produce site, melissa.com, for $396 plus shipping.
Oofta.
A normal pineapple runs you about $3 at a grocery store. So, I mean, you know, to each their own, of course. But I feel
I mean, pineapples aren't cheap usually.
Yeah.
But this is a little pricey.
I mean, for $400, you get a lot of pineapples for that.
No kidding.
Why buy just the one? Let's go ahead and hear what's here.
Contact you or find your business location and could think you're closed. If you are the business owner, press 1 now to verify.
Should I press 1? Should I?
No, don't press 1, James.
No, sure?
Hang up.
All right.
Just hang up.
Gonna hang up. See, even us, even we get it, everybody. Even we get it. I should have asked them if they would have bought a pineapple, right? A $400 pineapple
That voice wasn't going to answer you.
Probably not, I guess. Do you ever do that, though? Do you ever find yourself like you're so frustrated by all the... when we were talking in our last segment, I got a spam call. You're not supposed to answer them. Do not answer them. That is not the best way to do that or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But when you accidentally like call... Because I get numbers all the time from people I don't know, from agents
so you need
and
to
all
ask,
that.
Answer
so
them. But...
Half the time I do. And yeah, it's something like that. And I'm just like, you people. There's nobody on the other end. But it's
or when you're calling somewhere you want to talk to someone and you can't get a real person and you're shouting in the phone, real person, real person, real person.
Representative. Over and
just
over
let
again.
Me talk to somebody.
Just shouting at the top of your lungs if you can. Yes, representative. We have got tips for your back, and we also got to get into this Swiss Army knife, Melissa. I want to do both of those, but we also have our friends from Quality Plus Printing joining us. So that is going to be happening any moment now. We're looking forward to that. So let's go ahead and touch on this one. It is National Salad Month.
Ooh.
A new poll asked people for the strangest things they like to put in their salads, and people get real creative. The answers include banana, peanut butter, peppermint, popcorn, marshmallows, meatballs, beef jerky, and hot dogs.
What? Well, sorry, my brain derailed. Were we talking about salads?
That's what I thought we were, yeah. Thought we were.
Popcorn?
Peanut butter? That threw me.
How do you put that? Take and wipe it on the lettuce? How do you add peanut butter to a salad?
You really got to want peanut
Unless
butter in your salad.
Unless you're throwing it in a blender.
Yeah. I would imagine, too, it all just stick together. Like, part of what I like about salad is I can make my own size bites and everything. It's just peanut butter. It's going to all be on the fork. It's all one bite. Overall, the number one salad topping is cheese, followed by tomatoes, bacon, croutons, and cucumbers. I love croutons.
Yeah, croutons are great.
The most popular salad dressing is ranch, followed by Italian and Caesar. Give me Italian. You got a favorite?
Thousand Island.
Nice. That's my mom's favorite. That's a good one. We always have a bottle of that in the house just because that's my mom's. That's her go-to. As for the actual greens, the most popular base is romaine, followed by iceberg lettuce, spinach, spring mix, and crunchy green lettuce.
Crunchy green lettuce, as opposed to the soggy green lettuce.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I like crunchy green. That sounds good. And if you're just not feeling salads at all, then there's this. May is also National Hamburger Month. Keep that in mind. There you go. Maybe a salad with your hamburger or maybe...
Or salad on your hamburger?
Ah, there you go.
I would add peanut butter.
Yes. No, there you go. Now you can add it.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday, we are joined by our great friends from over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. They bring us our wicked awesome word of Wednesday. Phil Hartley on the phone lines with us right now. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're great.
Yeah, doing good over here. How are you?
Yeah, good. When you talk about salads, a great comedian I love is John Panette. John passed away on a few years ago. He's a big man, and he often made jokes about being big, but he talked about salads, and he said when he was on a diet, they brought him a salad and said that was a meal, and he said, nay, nay. He said salad is a precursor. It's just saying that there's something good coming, not the meal.
That's a good line. That's true. I like that. Phil, I want to get into our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, and I certainly want to get to that. But I want to, first off, give you and your rest of your cast and crew a big shout-out and break a leg. Rumors is back in action tomorrow. I hope we're not reminding you of this that you already know. No, I'm sure you know. How has the rehearsals gone this week, Phil?
Oh, really good. Actually, we've been off a couple of days, so we're back at it tonight. But it went so well last week. It's just a fun show. I can't say enough about it. I hope Everybody can come see it. If you haven't got tickets yet, please do. We've gotten plenty of, even had a few people saying, in all seriousness, the best play they've ever seen.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Isn't that? I mean, and two different people have said that on the way out, so that's pretty amazing. Cool. But
makes you feel good.
High compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. But yeah, it's been fun. It's just a crazy show from beginning to end, and a lot of fun. So I hope, you know, people can just take a break and come out and relax and have a few laughs, because that's what this play is all about.
Yeah, it's a great comedy. It's one of Neil Simon's greats, and you guys are doing an amazing job with it. Shout out to Christine Sullivan and the great directing she did there, and all of you and your fellow cast, man, and all our crew behind scenes.
Mm-hmm.
We're wishing you guys a great run here. Enjoy. You can catch Rumors tomorrow starting at 7. They'll also have a show at 7 on Friday, and then on Saturday they'll have a 7 o'clock and a 2 o'clock show for you. So keep that in mind, everybody.
You're in the last leg here.
Yeah.
Can't say enough about the people that work behind the scenes at the community theater. If you don't, you haven't gotten involved, please do. The set is amazing.
They do phenomenal.
The floor looks like white marble floor. It's just beautiful. It's just amazing the work that gets put in behind the scenes on these community theater shows. I mean, as an actor, you get seen, but these people don't, and they should, because they're really what makes the show happen.
Yeah, we can't do anything without them. And appreciate the work that every one of those people do behind the scenes, and all the work that you guys are doing on the scene. Keep it up, and enjoy yourselves. Have a great run. Break a leg. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Phil, we have waited long enough, made the audience wait long enough. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Sure, this goes probably right along with the play. You can do this before you go to the play, but kind of convivial.
Ooh.
Convivial.
Hmm. Convivial.
C-O-N-V-I-V-I-A-L. Convivial. Convivial. I can't pronounce it correctly, but fond of feasting, drinking, and good company.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
It goes, so that flows right into going to the play this weekend.
Yeah
it does. Yeah, that's you a good one.
Convivial. Go eat and have a nice drink. And then come on over and laugh some. So be convivial this weekend.
That's one of those words, too. You throw that one into your, you know, lexicon, and you bring it up every once in a while with your friends, you're going to sound a little smart. You're going to feel a little smart. I don't know if you are, but you will. You will feel that way. It's one of those words that makes you feel that way. But I appreciate it. Great find, Phil. We love that word and love getting these words from you. I do want to, before we let you go, catch up with you in the shop. How are things going over there?
Yeah, staying busy. Sorry, these couple months, April, May, are busy months for us, because a lot of people are getting their like raffle tickets and posters and things for summer events coming up and programs for everything's happening throughout the summer. So that keeps us busy in April and May. It slows down a little bit midsummer, and then we ramp back up again when the fall comes and people are back, you know, to school and different things happening there. Different municipalities are gearing up for then the fall season and different things that happen. So, yeah, but we're excited. The rafter season's coming. We do most of their printing, so we're getting ramped up with them, printing a lot of different things for them to get them ready for their season as well. So, yeah, it's been busy. Keep it up. It's a good thing. We're scrambling, so it's a good thing.
We're going to try to keep you busy, Phil. We'll send some business your way. Keep in mind, everybody, our friends over at Quality Post Printing offering offset printing, digital printing, graphic design, all under one roof. If you're looking for it, they can help you with it. Buy local, support local. Reach out to our friends over at Quality Post Printing. Always appreciate the time from you, Phil. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. I appreciate you and the work you do with local radio. It means a lot to this town and to me. So thank you very much, and have a great day, all right?
You see what a good actor Phil is? I sent that to him this morning, and he was able to read it word for word. No.
It took me 2 months to memorize all the lines I had to play. It's been like a mind bend.
Have a great run, Phil. And we'll talk again next Wednesday, okay?
Look forward to it. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Phil.
Bye,
Have a great day. Join our friends over at Quality Post Printing right now. They're open. Their doors are wide open. 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Keep in mind, you can reach out to Phil and the gang, whether for liking their Facebook page and reaching out to them from there, or phil@qpprinting.com. phil@qpprinting.com. You want to use that email to send them your hometown heroes.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for hometown heroes, everybody. We want you to send them a couple of lines, a couple of sentences about why you think this person deserves to be nominated or should win the award, a hometown hero, and send it to phil@qpprinting.com, or you can direct message them on Quality Post Printing's Facebook page, or us. Get it to us, and we'll get it
to Phil. We'll get it over there.
Yeah. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Happy Wednesday. Let's get into this one, Melissa. And this is a bit of a kind of a throwback in some ways. The Swiss Army knife we're talking about. Okay. Now, Swiss Army knives still very popular, still have their place and still selling pretty well and everything. But the Swiss company that makes the legendary Swiss Army knife is called Vicronix. And they're in the early stages of developing the first range of blade-less products.
What?
Yep. They're going to be the Swiss Army knife is going to be being redesigned and coming now without the little knife. And there is a reason.
Okay.
There's been a, quote, plague of knife crime in some European countries, which has led to several countries adding stricter bans on restrictions on carrying knives, including Swiss Army knives.
Okay. That makes sense.
There are already more than 400 different types of Swiss Army knives targeting different jobs, outdoor activities, and sports, but until now, they have all had at least one blade. There are no specifics on the new bladeless knives or when they'll be available, but the company says that they'll act more as tools where a blade isn't usually required, like a version of for cyclists or for golfers.
Yeah.
No different than what we talked about earlier with the Boy Scouts of America and everything. These things evolve.
Yeah, you
and
have to adjust.
Makes sense. It's a shame why. It has to. I have to admit, I had a couple of Swiss Army knives growing up, and the only time I ever used that knife is when I didn't have a screwdriver, and I had to get unscrew something. That knife was worthless to me. But if it saves one life, or if it helps one person, worth it.
Well, and then students could have, it's basically then just a multi-tool that you can have in your pocket.
You can bring it on a plane, you know, now. You got those kind of things.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. That's a good. I would check first.
Right.
I would check first.
Right.
There is nothing worse than getting to the airport and having stuff that you can't, I can't bring this on with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what do I do? There's a garbage can right over there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dang it. Oh, that's the worst. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's interesting. The Swiss Army knife has a lot of functions to it, and there's going to be a lot of people, I think, that will enjoy these new ones because they're looking to evolve these, but they're also looking to be more specific, like they were saying there at the end.
Didn't you say they have 400 different?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And now there's going to be even more versions of it for
401.
Yeah, for specific things, you know, for specific jobs and such.
I wonder if they have a Swiss Army knife for fiber artists.
They should. And they should have one for just everyday folk. Like just the thing, like a battery charger,
charger.
The things that we always forget, your house key, you know, just like stuff that you always forget that's on that Swiss. Oh, here,
multi-tool.
I got my, thank goodness I got my Swiss Army knife and my phone chargers.
Oh, they can't call it a Swiss Army knife anymore then if it doesn't have a knife.
Yeah. What is it?
Swiss Army tool?
I'm thinking that's what they're going to go with. Yeah, because they're really focusing a lot in the article on the word tool. They're really hitting that. So I think actually, I didn't even think about that part though. That'd be hilarious if they still call it a Swiss Army knife, but it doesn't have the knife on it.
It's false advertising.
Yeah, I can't do that. File this under, Dr. Arthur Jenkins is a back specialist who works with NFL players, and he offered some helpful advice to avoid back injuries. Don't bend, lift, and twist at the same time. Some people need to hear that, apparently, because it's something that, not a lot of people, I think, do. I think we've heard it, but I don't think a lot of people do it.
Yeah, and I think that we could do it when we were younger, but as we age, it's very important to remember, hey, don't do that.
Yeah. I cannot imagine how many things I have lifted or carried in my life. My arms are perfect for carrying things. And being tall, you're always asked to carry things or asked to grab something on top or anything like that. And in my whole lifetime, I have probably lifted and not bent five times. Like, I never remember to do this. And I have a horrible back. And I never remember to do this. I'm trying to get better about it. It's something that I know a lot of people that tell me they do this on a current system basis, they got in the habit of it. Well, right. I've been trying to be in the habit of it my whole life. I just have never been able to really be greater.
Practice.
Got to do that. So, as obvious as it might sound, he says, we do it more than we realize. A classic example is shoveling snow, but you make the same motion picking up a suitcase or lifting your kid out of the car seat. Any of the three motions on your own can cause an injury, but they're even more dangerous when you do them at the same time, especially if you already have back issues.
Yeah.
As a side note, nobody gets to complain about any athlete being injured. Like, we can injure ourselves picking something up. Bending down and picking something up is not necessarily something that our bodies were designed to do. It's something we made them to do. That's the same thing as sports. Like,
they're choosing
to put
their bodies in
interesting
peril.
The stuff that we've normalized and everything and we just do. And so when there's existing back pain, you're already at a higher risk of a herniated disc, the little cushions of fluid between your vertebrae, meaning you tear or rupture one. Instead of a bend, lift, and twist motion, he says to directly face what you're lifting. Then bend your knees and lift with your legs, not your back. Your abs also should be engaged. Strong abs in general can help you avoid back pain. He says planks are a great exercise to try. And this is something that I was told when I was young to focus on my abs because it'll help my core, help my back. So I've been doing that my whole life. And doesn't hurt. Yeah, it certainly has helped me a bit.
I think you're wrong, James. Planks do hurt.
It's funny when those phrases don't really work for you. Don't really work for you in a certain context of the sentence. they definitely, it's a good pain. It's good pain. Good workout pain, yeah.
Okay.
It's how you know you feel you're doing something right. You hurt. It's my father growing up and everything. I've been working out a lot, Dad. Yeah, sometimes it hurts. It shouldn't hurt so much, though. It should only hurt so much. Wanted to get to these things as well that are from our mayor, Matt Zacher. I ended up seeing Mayor Zacher over at Lincoln the other day with a kids' concert. It was good seeing him. Now, a couple of things that he has proclaimed from the office of the mayor that have been proclamations. Mental Health Awareness Month. We touched on this last week. Keep that in mind, everybody. And also the Municipal Clerks Week.
Hey.
The Office of the Professional Municipal Clerk is a time-honored and vital part of a local government. And the Office of the Professional Municipal Clerk is the oldest among public servants.
Wow.
The professional municipal clerk serves as the information center on functions of local government and community. It is most appropriate that we recognize the accomplishments of the Office of the Professional Municipal Clerk. Now, therefore, I, Matt Zacher, Mayor of City of Wisconsin Rapids, is in the state of Wisconsin, do hereby proclaim the week of May 5th through May 11th, Municipal Clerks Week.
Hey.
Shout out to them.
Appreciate what they're doing.
Today is also Secretary's Day, keeping that in mind, everybody, and a shout out to all the great secretaries out there. While she wears many hats, one of them happens to be secretary, so we thank Pam and appreciate all the work that she does out there.
She keeps our ducks in a row.
None of this happens without Pam.
None
of this. I'm not even sure I know how to turn the mics on without her. We appreciate you, Pam. And appreciate all the great secretaries out there. You guys are the logistics kings and queens of everything that happens in your business wherever you're at. We appreciate you. Melissa and I will be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.